You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, there's been a major move for Antonio Conte to be the next Premier League manager to lose his job. Into 5-2 here with William Hill. A lot of cash on that over the last 24 hours. And at Chelsea, look remarkably short in the betting here to win this game. Leicester are a massive price, but I mentioned this on a podcast a few weeks ago. You've got to be wary of Leicester when they've got a Champions League game coming up.
Exactly. Look at their two results pre-Champions League matches this season. 4-1 defeat at Liverpool, 4-1 defeat against Man United. Both shocking performances as well. It seems we suspected during that Liverpool game that they're saving themselves for what comes 3 days later, and that was reinforced against United. So the thing is, I look at this picture and I thought, well, I'm going to be back in Chelsea to beat Leicester here, given what I've just said. But 4-7, what on earth? How on earth do they manage a price like that, Chelsea? You know, and all this stuff about the manager, where did it come from? I know they haven't made a great start to the season, Chelsea, but they're a long way from struggling. And there's no smoke without fire, isn't there, in football? And you wonder what's gone on behind the scenes there for a gamble of that size, Conte from nowhere becoming favourite for the sack race. You know, it might just be rumour and hearsay, but you know, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. There's the first warning signs there. And I'm thinking, if you back Chelsea at 4-7, you're taking an awful turn. I looked at this picture and I thought, yeah, Chelsea will win this because of Leicester's Champions League engagement. But I can't touch them at those kind of prices. What I'm going to have to do, I'm afraid, is back Leicester on the handicap. Leicester with a goal start, because I've got to oppose Chelsea at those odds. So Leicester with a goal start, I'd say just over odds against, I think it is.
Yeah, it's 11-8 actually, Derek, which is a decent price, Leicester +1. I couldn't believe it when I came to look at this fixture, Tom, and saw Chelsea at 4-7 to win the match. I can't believe how short that is. And I think pride's got to kick in at some point for Leicester City away at one of these big clubs. And having been beaten 4-1 at Anfield and 4-1 at Old Trafford, they'll expect a performance from their players. The fans will anyway. And I think with the pace of Islam Slimani and Jamie Vardy up front against Gary Cahill at the back, Leicester can go there and do something.
Yeah, they can, Dave. I don't worry about Leicester going forward. I still don't. I worry about them at the back. And what they've really struggled to get to grips with is quite literally the opposition players in the box, because they can't do it anymore. I think it's been a major problem for Leicester, for Stoke, and for a few other teams that, let's just say, have been robust in their sort of defensive situations. And that's where Leicester have come, you know, badly unstuck in those two games that they did lose 4-1. Yeah, their minds are focused on the Champions League. It's kind of roles reversal for these two clubs. Chelsea are just focused on the league. Leicester are just focused on Europe. And, you know, that's not been the case for years for these two sides. So I think it's Leicester's defensive problems that would really concern me. You know, Huth and Morgan and whoever else has come in, they've been tough. They were strong. They were physical. But in a fair way. I mean, people talked last season about the dark arts and all of that, but I thought they did it brilliantly. But this year, there's been this clampdown, and I think that's why Leicester have struggled in the games against the bigger sides. They would never have been embarrassed as they were at Old Trafford and at Anfield, as they have done. But I can't see Leicester winning it, but I can't be back in Chelsea either at that price. I like the look of Costa here to sort of ruffle a few feathers at the back again. I mean, he's got 9-11 for club and country this season already. But you've got to simply look at these stats, chaps. Chelsea, 2 clean sheets in the last 9. You know, Antonio Conte has not done what I thought he was going to do, which was really tighten them up, probably because he hasn't got the personnel. And Leicester have scored in all 3 away games. So even those hammerings they took at Old Trafford and at Anfield, they scored in both of them. So I'm looking at both teams to score, and I quite like the look of the both score no draw market at 29-20, though.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.